comes from the north on our way to New Orleans, stopping by to say goodbye, baby, just one more time.
Eden location next Friday. That's October the 10th. That was We Are Each Other's Angels, a great song of his. Behind that, Lefty from a Finger Painter's Murals, Diana Corcoran with I'll Fly Away, Robinella with Mistakes, an old Don Williams song, I think. Behind that, Chuck Brodsky with Mo Berg, the song, one of his baseball player songs. That one is from the album Radio. Let's see what we got here.
Brother Wayne Kramer. Brother Wayne Kramer.
Wayne Kramer, you're listening to WCBN
FM.
Ann Arbor, A Square, y'all.
This is Jake and Jake at WBCN, John Ted.
That's WCBN.
WBCN.
CBN.
Ted.
I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, ow!
Yeah, I was there during the 60s when the universe meant something.
All right, so hi guys out there in Ann Arbor. Now we're
coming to WBCN.
WCBN.
WCBN.
Yep.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
WCBN.
Yep.
Yep. Downstairs. WCBN.
Yep.
WCBN.
Right on.
Jake and Jake. I'm on the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Right on.
I got t-shirts now and bumper sticks.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yes, I
do. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. You man sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah!
I spelled him H-I-N, that rather than man. Boy, man.
Yeah!
grown man. Natural born lovers, man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. Man, child, I'm a hoochie coochie man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I'm my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
We seem to have a difficulty with the upload for Living Writers, so I don't know if we'll be able to figure that out. But in the meantime, I figured spoken word was appropriate, so I went and pulled Waiting for the Electrician. Could also say that this is Reverend Andrew, and you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Normally, you'd be hearing Living Writers right now, but there is something not working right, so we're going to improvise as we often do at this station. And actually, I had been thinking about playing this, so. This is Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him. We're going to hear. What are we going to hear? I'm going to start with Temporarily Humboldt County and see where we go from there.
Well, I think it's about time. The way the corn's been growing for the last two or three generations.
Look at that herd of buffalo. They're ready.
Everything's living the Great Spirit's way in harmony.
He'll be here soon.
True white brothers coming home. Remember what the Great Spirit said? We did what we were supposed to do and lived according to the plan. White Brother would finish his work in the East and come back to us.
It'll be nice to have the family together again.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Hello, you must be the true White Brother.
Sure, you must be the Indians.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Welcome to New Spain. This is your new father, Father Corona.
Down on your knees now. Do you recognize what I'm holding over your heads, lads?
It's a cross, the symbol of the quartering of the universe into active and passive principles.
God have mercy on their heathen souls.
What the father means is, what is the cross made of? Gold. Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas?
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
I just invented tacos!
So this is all you got?
Yes, but aren't you the true white brother who's supposed to come and live with us in peace?
Sure.
Therefore, I claim this rich world and a pasture land in the name of the Empire of Spain.
Hey, Capitano, the rain, she's a stopping to fall. And the corn, she's all dead.
Shut up, Vespucci. I claim this stinking desert in the name of the Empire of Spain forever. Let's go.
God bless Vespucci land.
Oh, by the way, Domini, you're all Catholics now. God bless you.
Come on, and Father. Nobody in their right mind would live in this stinking desert.
Come on, Cisco.
Boy, I'm tired of pushing west. How long ago we leave Goshen?
About 2 hours ago. Ain't we ever gonna stop? We're
quiet down now, boys. Wagon boss.
My fellow settlers.
Hold it down.
We stand here at the edge of civilization on the banks of the Mississippi River, looking west at our destiny. What may appear to the faint-hearted as a limitless expanse of God-forsaken wilderness
is
in reality a golden opportunity for humble, God-fearing people like ourselves and our families and our children and the generations are coming to carve a new life out of the American Indian.
Welcome, white brother.
Engines! Pull the wagons up into a circle!
Why do you always do that?
We get better reception that way. Do you mind if I put this antenna up on yonder peak?
That's our sacred mountain.
This is our sacred antenna. It's shaped like a cross, made out of aluminum. Got any aluminum?
We've still got some corn left.
Hey, corn! Now we can make whiskey!
We've been waiting hundreds of years for this.
Just invented a Tom Collins.
Here, Engine, you want some fire water?
No. We were warned by our elders not to drink anything that would make us weak or silly.
Put it in their well.
That's not a well. It's the eye of the Holy Serpent Mound on which you're standing.
It's a butte.
No, it's a mound.
And right purty, too. Can you move it?
But why?
Railroad's coming through. Right now.
Hey, what are we stopping for? Are
we in Goshen yet?
Can't go no further. This here's engine territory.
Well, then, it's treaty time!
My fellow Redskins, speaking for the Great White Father in Washington and all the American people, let me say we respect you savages for your native ability to instantly adapt and survive in whatever godforsaken wilderness we move you to. Out there. Sign here.
They did it! Yeah!
No reason to complain. It's not so bad out there. We still have our people and our ceremonies and the sun, moon, and stars and the sand and the black stuff coming out of the ground.
Black stuff coming out of the ground?
Civilization! Oh!
Nice out here in the desert. No rain, no crops, no white brother.
All out for Fort Stinkin' Desert. Whoa. Last Indian reservation for 2,000 miles. You got 15 minutes, folks. Get him while you can.
Get the senator back in the bus.
God Daniel, pesky Redskins. Which way's Goshen?
Howdy there, colorful replica of America's past. When is the exciting and its primitive splendor snake dance going to take place?
It's usually in August, but with all our children off in Indian school, there's no one left to do the ceremonies.
Hiya, Pop.
I'm home.
Hello, Soaring Eagle. It's good to have you back from school.
Oh, come on. Call me Eddie. I'm an American now.
What have they been teaching you?
Just what we need for a better life. French horn, Italian... water polo? Yes, at the Custer Memorial Indian School, Eddie's one of our prize students. We're giving him away next week.
Oh, my white brother.
Hey, man. Don't let him bring you down now.
There's a lot of young people in this country just like myself who really know where the Indians at. And don't worry, soon we're all going to be out here on the reservation, living like Indians and dressing like Indians and doing all the simple, beautiful things that you Indians do. You got any peyote?
Hey, how much is that necklace you're wearing?
Do you know how to do the war dance?
Hold it, smile.
It's amazing how they survive on this stinking desert.
You got any scalps?
Hey, let me get a shot of you and your squaw.
Hey, let's see the war dance.
Let's see the dance.
Let's see the dance.
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 Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance. Dance.
Okay, okay, folks. Fun's over. Back in the bus.
Where's little Billy Joe?
He's in that run-down outhouse over there, Mama.
That's our sun altar.
Well, Indian, just goes to show you there's an obvious need to conserve our priceless national heritage. The government is turning your home into a national monument.
It behooves me upon this historic occasion to dedicate the Stinking Desert National Historical Indian Monument and Cobalt Testing Range.
Civilization! Who?
Well, it's about time. There's been no corn growing for the last few generations. The buffalo's gone. There's no one left to live in harmony.
I wonder where we went wrong.
Let's just keep to the life plan. Remember what the Great Spirit said. Follow the peaceful way. The true white brother is bound to come.
All right, Indians, get ready.
Winning of the West, the massacre, take four.
Well, let's go.
And Collective Love Farm. Take off your clothes and come on in.
Om. Om. Range.
Here, let me lay a stick of sandalwood incense on you. Made it out of my old sandals. No. Let me light it for you. Let me show you around the place a little bit. Oh, wow. Hey, man, where all those little people with the melty hats and the walls go? Hey, hey, man, now that you're so old, down home travel and all that, I'm going to take you up to the second bardo and orient you. Here's our Good Games People playroom.
Hello, my name is Mello Jello. I am the head of the athletic department. I head the athletic department. I am the athletic department head, here. Oh, okay, beginners, everybody into the full lotus position. Ah! Oh, yes. Oh, that's very good. Yes, that's very good. Now you are going to stay there until you obtain true enlightenment.
Roman blessed. Rub, rub.
Rubs again. Grumble, grumble.
Folks, let me turn you on to medium rari, a mystic chef and guru.
Welcome to my humble chug wagon. While you are here, we will have everything from soup to nuts. Tonight, we have mushroom soup and peel nuts. Here, have some grubs. Oh, they are very tender baby worms, cooked over incense in holy corn oil. That's oil from the corns of holy men, known in your country as polyunsaturated ghee.
Scalp him, Tantric.
Groovy, Kimasabi.
Hi ho, electric blue! Away!
Ranger's on a bum trip again. Howdy, Brahmachari. I'm Gabby, your sacred cowboy. You know, this reminds me very little of the time my guru sent me out to clean up the karma in Artful Dodge City. I stumped into the Last Chance Saloon.
Arahansa Yogan and a Parleyvoo.
Hey, give me some more of that third red eye, Bucky.
You've had it. That's your last chant, cowboy. Out!
There's a passel of them theosophists at the other end of the bar raising the devil. Had him about 10 feet off the floor. And I could tell by the red clay on his hooves and his black aura that he was up to no good. So I look him straight in the eye and I said, Sam Paku, there ain't enough room in this life cycle for both of us. That little devil up and challenged me to a game of 10-card tarot, Pentacles Wild. And I seed him deal a high priestess from the bottom of the deck and then... Lieutenant behind of the 7th Seal Cavalry.
I need 3 men! 1 from Kome and 2 from Kombi! Drop! Hope!
Howdy, Lieutenant behind. What's up?
We ain't. Got some more loco weed?
Sure. Got some road apple red right here.
Which way'd we go?
You went that away.
There will be an out-of-sight mandatory sunrise light show at the main desert at 5:48 sidereal time, lovers. That is all.
Procession will be starting soon. Let's go pick up Tiny Dr. Tim and head into the sunrise. Now, this here simple life-size replica of the Taj Mahal, made entirely out of oleomargarine, houses our guru, Dr. Tim. Let's knock on the door and see if he's in. Howdy, Dr. Tim.
I just thought I'd drop out and say hello. Hello.
Come back, Dr. Tim. We want to talk to you.
Oh, welcome to the link of Spirited Guhuri, LSG. Wait a minute. Oh, well, another day, another green, blue, electric, yellow dollar. Got anything to drink? Anything at all?
And why is it that you're drinking, Timmy, me boy?
Because it's bad for my hullabaloosins. I get a chance to see things in real black and white. I despise electric pink.
You know, Dr. Tim is keeper of the sacred tablets.
Yeah, have a tablet. Oh, nice, paisley, horsey. Give the nice horsies some sugar cubes.
Well, Dr. Tim, everyone's gathered for the daily miracle. Here's your microphone.
Ever since the sun took LSD, it's been a fundamentally better sun. More pink and green and electric blue. Let's hope it comes up again today. Here it comes.
He's done it again. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Oh, it's painfully. Is anybody going to sing for an ass?
All right, group. It's time to meditate on the pure white light of stupidity. Let's hear it for our guru. 1, 2, 3.
G-U-R-U.
I'm not at all happy with the flashcard section. Now come on, you freaks. Say the word and you'll be free. Say the word and be like me. Say the word I'm thinking of. Have you heard? The word is love.
Love. Love. Love.
Hey, Larry. Dig that chick.
Huh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade? Wow.
He's groovy. All spades are groovy.
Dig that chick. She's groovy.
Yeah, she's groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy.
Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forgot it! Oh, I knew I should.
Cool it, lady.
Out of
don't get uptight. Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back seat.
Starving, hysterical.
Out of sight. Call her into Dr. Benway.
Oldie but Goldie City, Benway here.
Hey, Doc. Got one for regrooving. Be right in.
Groovy.
How's the Blue Cadillac Psycho Rocka Rock Old Folks Dance Marathon doing?
They're dropping like flies.
Groovy. Oldies but Goldies.
Superintendent of Schools here.
Groovy.
Groovy. Hey, man, it's about your kid, Malcolm X John Lennon. He dropped in today.
You mean?
Benway, your kid's a drop-in.
It'll kill his mother.
I just talked to your father. He's groovy.
Yeah, I like Pop.
Well then, baby, how come we found you in a classroom today? Why weren't you hanging out in the parking lot relating with the rest of the kids and teachers?
I don't smoke. Can I go now?
Yeah, do your thing. Hold it. Leave those books here.
Malcolm X John Lennon? Come on in and dig your mother.
Ah, Mom, I can't now. I gotta go do my homework. I mean, I gotta meet my connection.
You can't fool me. You're in one of those underground study cells, aren't you?
No!
It'll kill your father. I didn't breastfeed you for 14 years for this. Come here, baby.
But, Mom, I'm not hungry.
Straight neck. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
And now, direct from the Paisley House on Capitol Hill, man, we take you to the gathering of the tribes, which is already in session.
Now let me sock it to you, baby. It's clear from these underground films shot in your bedroom by the Free Food and Drug Administration that you've been doling out unauthorized bread and water to a chick who lost a free food card.
But Senator, baby, like she was starving.
Young man, that's her trip. Take him away for re-grooving.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Paisley House on Capitol Hill, your spot for the best in food, fun, and dancing, proudly presents the fastest rise in interim governmental administration in the Western Hemisphere, the Cabinet of the United States of Beef. From Rochester, New York, on lead guitar, the Secretary of Peace. On drums, the Secretary of Inner Self. On saxophone, the Secretary of States of Consciousness. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Expector, the Most High Chief of the United States of Being, Stark Van Coolen.
Do you love me? Yes, we do. On this birthday, the founder of our tribe, Sodom Clinton Powell, the first to take our sacred oath. If elected, I refuse to serve. Wow! I come to present for you hippification, the first treaty of world peace. Some of you cats may recall the old days of the brown shoe, when there was war and fight and soldier.
Yes, those were ungroovy times.
Well, now there's no more war anymore, and no soldier. Except for our brave men, living their trip in Nigeria.
Mr. Chieftain, representing the Young People's Soviet Sociable Republic, it's a guest to sign this jazzy document. We too want peace of Nigeria.
Yesterday,
a full million of us in the Hippie Republic of China met in my room to debate this question. We threw I Ching out the window. We are now unanimous.
How sweet it is. Hey, Secretary of Peace, baby, what are we putting down in Nigeria?
Major Hit is on the screen now with the daily upfront report.
Ciao, baby. This is Major Hit in the cockpit of the Enola McLuhan, flagship of the 7th Airborne Peace Corps and Lending Library. We're now over the center of rebel resistance in northern Nigeria and preparing to drop literature.
Do the Bombay door thing. Bombay door swinging and open, baby. Ruby and out. Bombardier, it's your karma.
We're almost ready to drop it. I can see the entire rebel force running out of their huts, looking up at the sky.
7, 14, 11, 16, lazy star dog. Target ready. Hooks away!
There they go. The literature is in a tight pattern. The rebels are beginning to scatter, but it's too late. On target! This is an awesome moment. The last stronghold of un-hip resistance is out of sight. Under 8 million hardbound copies of The Naked Lunch, it's all over. We're coming home.
Yes, indeed, the record is stuck. All right, we'll stop that. I think this might actually be the one that Ed Special did. This is a Monty Python sample, but Ed took it and wiggled it around so it's actually sync. It's actually the proper frequency for a 33 1/3 record, which the Monty Python version wasn't, for reasons that escape me. Why would you just not record a record skip? Anyway, I digress. This is Reverend Andrew. I'm covering for Living Writers, who had an issue with their upload show, so they were not able to play. So I thought spoken word, something like that. Sure, why not? So we heard some Fireside Theater. We heard side one of Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him from 1967. We heard Temporarily Humboldt County, W.C. Fields Forever, and Le Trent Huit Kungonde. I should be able to pronounce that. I think it's French. Anyway, my problem is my grandmother would send us French comic books, so I can read French passably, but I have no idea how it's spoken. Anyway, we're going to take a little bit of a turn here. This is a cut-up band called the Evolution Control Committee. They've been around since mashups were done with razor blades and tape and magnetic tape. You would cut up what you wanted and reassemble the magnetic tape and then run it through a recorder and record it. And then it was a lot of work before the computer. We're going to hear something called Answering Machine Drama Part 1. And then what else have I got? Oh, the listener license agreement. So we'll mess around with that for a bit. And then I've got some Martin Mull and some Monty Python and some Steve Martin. And I've got 25 minutes. So we will see where it takes us. Which one did I say that's in? CD1. Thank you very much.
In our last psychoactive episode, Mark was faced with the awesome consideration of stick color in teepee building.
Oh, fiddlesticks. What difference would it make if I were to use a silly old blue stick in my teepee?
Why? It makes all the difference in the world.
Marcia, the good witch of interior decorating.
Teepees must have the natural outdoor splendor feel to it, and to use an artificial colored stick would only destroy that wondrous image. Mark, take this can of enchanted wood stain. Let it help you. Good luck.
Wow, thanks a lot. Hey, this is an aerosol can. It's even free of ozone-depleting CFCs. I must be dreaming.
But little does Mark realize the potentially damage-inflicting plot twist about to nip him in the bud. What could it be? Find out next time on The Answering Machine.
And
I'm Trademark G of the Evolution Control Committee, and this is your listener license agreement. This is a legal agreement between you and the Evolution Control Committee. By listening to any portion of this musical album, you accept and agree to be bound by this agreement and its terms and conditions. You also represent that you have heard and understand all of the provisions of this agreement. You must accept this agreement before you can listen to any portion of any song on this album. If you do not agree to the terms of this license, stop listening to this album now. You should refer to the album liner notes for the full text of this agreement, but the most important part is this. You may not listen to this album. You are forbidden from listening to this album, in whole or in part. The ECC disclaims all other warranties, express or implied, including but not limited to the implied warranties of non-infringement. The terms set forth herein are exclusive and in lieu of all others, oral or written, express or implied. In no event will the band be liable to you for any incidental, direct, indirect, punitive, actual, consequential, special, exemplary, or other damages, including any claimed or perceived infringement of your copyrighted materials by the ECC. And now, the Evolution Control Committee presents All Rights Reserved. Press stop now.
We're getting ready now to hear a message, if you never heard one before, none other than the one and only elder and fine brother in the Lord, Marsha Taylor. We thank you, brothers and sisters and friends all over this country. And we're going to bring a message, hopefully, that will help thousands of people all over the country, all over the world. Keep your head on straight. Don't become unglued. Keep your composure. Maintain your tranquility and your equanimity. But don't let the devil mess up your mind. Thank you.
and our last employee.
Warning. You're listening to the Evolution Control Committee's album. Warning. You're listening to the Evolution Control Committee's album, All Rights Reserved. And that means you are in violation of our listener license agreement. We printed it in the album liner notes, and we stated it in the first track of the album. You are expressly forbidden from listening to any part of this album. Look, you may think that you're being cool or maybe doing something radical by defying the terms of our agreement. Don't be a fool. Legal agreements such as ours exist solely to tilt the scales of justice wildly in favor of those who write them. By the time you're faced with one, you've already lost. Our listener license agreement is a masterpiece of contractual skill, written by top-shelf lawyers who insisted our album include it. Your petty show of defiance is laughable and hopeless. A good legal agreement is like a virus. If you ignore it, it just gets deadlier. Take my advice. Press stop now. Well, all rights reserved will continue after this brief commercial announcement.
In our last implosive episode, Mark had just bypassed the color barrier with his teepee building sticks.
And I'm all ready to build my teepee. Finished at last. Wait a minute, that's not a teepee, that's a TQ. I better try it again. Phew, there. No, that's still not a TP. That's a UP. What's going on here?
Will Mark be able to solve his acronym-oriented idiocy, or will he be stymied by architectural illiteracy? Find out next time on The Answering Machine.
Now, I know you young people know a great deal about the blues, and I'd just like to say before we go any further, I'm all for you young people, really, I am. I'm behind you 150%, the long hair and the freedom and all that stuff, I think it's great. You've got my vote, really, if it ever comes down to that. And I know you young folks know a great deal about the blues, but you'd be surprised. I run into some people on the road who still think that the only way the blues can be done really well is by, you know, six or seven guys in the band with the see-through plastic electric guitars and the large amplifiers, the drums with two bass drums and maybe a horn section on the left and a matching outfitted group singing over on the right, and then maybe a guy out front with a coordinated outfit who has a harmonica and he's kind of heavy set. Of course, it can be done that way and very beautifully, but the blues didn't start that way. No, not by a long shot. No, the blues started in the Delta regions of our country. I come from Cleveland, Ohio. You're right to chuckle. The Delta on Lake Erie is not the biggest by any means, or the most famous, but it did spawn its own form of blues many, many years ago. Now, this is going back a bit for me. I was really young. I was maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, but I can remember my first Delta blues lesson down there on the Deltas, where my grandfather used to teach me the Delta blues. And a lot of you may feel that you have to be poor to play the blues. Don't make me laugh. My grandfather, who taught me the blues, was a real estate man and doing very, very well. And it didn't inhibit his ability to have the blues one bit. He had a higher quality blues than a lot of people. In fact, it was almost middle class. We used to kid him. We called him Blind Lemon Pledge. And he liked that. But at any rate, make a long story short, I was reading in Rolling Stone the other day where getting back to your roots has become fashionable, and I'll be honest, I was thrilled because I've been wanting to get back to my roots now 4 years, and frankly, I was just a little scared. You know, there's a lot at stake there, and I was reading in Rolling Stone that a couple of guys had gotten back to their roots right on stage, right in their act and everything. It was just, and that everyone loved it, and I figure if they can do it, so can I. So I'd sort of like to get back to my roots right now and do a Delta blues for you, bottleneck style, the same way I learned it when I was just starting out with my grandpa in Cleveland. Now, I'm going to be doing this for you folks listening at home. Hear all those laughs? Isn't that great? You know why they're laughing. What I'm using here is my ukulele, which was the first thing I ever owned, and a little baby bottle I used to carry around with me at that time. And see if I can get it on for you here. I remember you have to stamp your foot first. I want to remember. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I feel so bad. Lord, have mercy. Tell the truth now. Granddaddy down on the Delta in Cleveland, Lake Erie. You tell me all about it, son, okay?
Oh.
I call him a granddad. A granddad, yeah. He still don't answer. Better call him again. That ought to do it. No, he still don't answer. What are you gonna do? Better call him again now. Yeah. I did it. Here he come now. He's so happy, too. He just sold a house. Here's a little tune he taught me. The words are his. I woke up this afternoon. I saw both cars were gone. I woke up this afternoon, Lord, Mommy. I saw both cars were gone. I felt so low down deep inside. I threw my drink across the lawn. I feel so low down deep inside. I threw my drink. Tell me, what'd you do now? Tell me about it. Come on, Lucille. I threw my drink across the lawn.
Hi, this is Mick, your host for Groovosaurus, bringing you a wide variety of music from garage rock, prog, psychedelic rock, to jazz, experimental, and a bit of soul and R&B. Please join me on Thursday, 9 to 11 a.m., only on WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor.
Yes, indeed. I guess I'll jump in and talk now because I got a moment and tell you, what are we listening to? What have we listened to? This should be Living Writers, but there was an issue with the upload, so it wasn't Living Writers. And I thought, rather than let the robot play a rerun, which would have been wonderful, I'm sure, because it's all CBN, I thought I'd play some spoken word. So we've been doing that. Anyway, where do we start? We did the Evolution Control Committee. Yeah, there we go. We did a bunch of stuff by the Evolution Control Committee. I don't know where I got into that. I got into that from the answering machine drama thing. This is from a CD called Double the Fat, P-H-A-T, and Still Tasteless. That CD was sent out in a 5 1/4 inch floppy drive sleeve, which we have, I think. So we heard, first we heard Answering Machine Drama Part 1. What they would do is they'd have an answering machine and people would call in. Is this the way it is? Or I'm not actually sure. whether they were harvesting people, what people said, and cutting and splicing it, or whether they do. Anyway, that was Answering Machine Drama Part 1. Then we heard the Evolution Control Committee's Listener License Agreement from All Rights Reserved, which is where they tell you that by playing the CD, you've agreed to not play the CD. Then we heard Don't Let the Devil Blow Your Mind, just because I love that bass line, also from All Rights Reserved. And then we heard the Listener License Agreement Reminder, which tells you to stop listening now. And then we heard Answering Machine Drama Part 2, so I kind of bookended the whole thing. Then we shifted over to Martin Mull and his Fabulous Furniture. We heard Straight Talk About the Blues and Ukulele Blues, which actually Brian Tomczyk called in and requested that years ago. I did not know that song until Brian called in and told me about it. Anyway, so we're going to jump over to some Marx Brothers for a bit. What have I got left? I've got 8 minutes left, so a little bit of Marx Brothers and who knows what else. And then it'll be time for sports. So don't go anywhere. This is WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Where? What? Who? What? All right, turntable one here.
Well, that's the last time we deliver ice unless you pay the bill.
How much do we owe you?
$2,000.
$2,000 for ice? I can get an Eskimo for $200 and make my own ice.
I tell you what we do. I make you a proposition. You owe us $200. We take $2,000 and call it square.
That's not a bad idea.
I'll tell you. I'll consult my lawyer. And if he advises me to do it, I'll get a new lawyer.
This kind of zany dialogue is what the Marx Brothers are all about. Like the man in the story, they jump on the plot and ride off in all directions. As in this epic scene where Groucho applies to a gangster for the job of bodyguard.
You're just the man I want to see. If I could show you how to save 20%, would you be interested?
Of course you would.
In the first place, your overhead is too high and your brow is too low. Interested already, aren't you?
I...
Now, just wait till I get through.
I haven't got time.
Now, there are two fellas trying to attack you, aren't there? And there are two fellas trying to defend you. Now, that's 50% waste. Now, why can't you be attacked by your own bodyguards? Your life will be saved, and that's 100% waste. Now, what do you got? You still got me, and I'll attack you for nothing.
Say, what are you getting at?
I anticipated that question. How does an army travel? On its stomach. How do you travel? On a ship. Of course, you're saving your stomach. Now, that same common sense...
I don't think you realize...
Oh, I realize it's a penny here and a penny there, but look at me. I've worked myself up from nothing to a state of extreme poverty. Now, what do you say?
I'll tell you what I say. I say...
All right, then it's all settled. I'm to be your new bodyguard. In case I'm going to attack you, I'll have to be there to defend you, too. Now, let me know when you want to be attacked, and I'll be there 10 minutes later to defend you.
And finally, the peak in sheer zaniness. Groucho dictates a letter to his lawyer, Mr. Hunga Dunga.
Jamison?
Yes, sir.
Take a letter to my lawyers. I say, take a letter to my lawyers. Honorable Charles H. Hunga Dunga. Care of Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, and McCormick. Semicolon.
How do you spell semicolon?
All right, make it a comma. Honorable Charles H. Hunga Dunga. Care of Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, McCormick. Gentlemen, question mark.
Do you want that in the letter?
No, put that in an envelope. Now then, in re yours of the 15th, yours to hand and beg to rep, brackets, that we have gone over the ground carefully and we seem to believe, i.e., to wit, e.g., in lieu, that despite all our precautionary measures which have been involved, we seem to believe that it is hardly necessary for us to proceed unless we receive an ipso facto that is not negligible at this moment, quotes, unquotes, and quotes. Hoping this finds you, I beg to remain...
Hoping this finds him where?
Well, let him worry about that. Don't be so inquisitive, Jamison. Sneak. I say, hoping this finds you, I beg to remain as of June 9th, cordially yours regard. That's all, Jamison. Now read me the letter, Jamison.
Honorable Charles H. Hunga Dunga.
Hunga Dunga.
Hunga.
Hung.
Hunga Dunga.
That's it, Hunga Dunga.
In care of Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, and McCormick.
You've left out a Hunga Dunga. You left out the main one, too. Thought you could slip one over on me, didn't you, eh? All right, leave it out and put on a windshield wiper instead. I tell you what you do, Jamison. I tell you what. Make it three windshield wipers and one Hunga Dunga. They won't all be there when the letter arrives anyhow.
Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga, and McCormick.
And McCormick.
Gentlemen, question mark.
Gentlemen, question mark. Put it on the penultimate, not on the diphthonic. You want to brush up on your Greek, Jamison? Well, get a Greek and brush up on it.
In re yours of the 15th.
I see.
Now, you said a lot of things here that I didn't think were important, so I just omitted them.
Yours not to reason why, Jamison. You've left out the body of the letter. All right, send it that way and tell them the body will follow.
Do you want the body in brackets?
No, it'll never get there in brackets. Put it in a box. Put it in a box and mark it Fragile.
Mark it what?
Mark it Fragile. F-R-A-G. Look it up, Jamison. It's in the dictionary. Look under fragile. Look under the table if you don't find it there.
Quotes on quotes and quotes.
That's three quotes?
Yes, sir.
Add another quote and make it a gallon. How much is it a gallon, Jamison?
Regard.
Regard. That's a fine letter, Jamison. That's an epic. That's dandy. Now, I want you to make two carbon copies of that letter and throw the original away. And when you get through with that, throw the carbon copies away. Just send a stamp, air mail, that's all. You may go, Jamison.
Oh, that's not working. Okay, we won't do that. Too bad. It was really cool. It was going to be a Winnie the Pooh reading of the AML. It would have been literary. We're not going to do that. We'll just leave it out of here. I got to go over to sports momentarily. Let me pick up an ID and or a promo, and we'll do that as well. I'll do the local music promo, and then we'll pick up a quick ID, and then I'll hand it off down the hall.
The Local Music Show is a very cool show that happens every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Every week we have a live band performing in the studio that's from around here, and we'll even play your band on the show if you send us your CD. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 for The Local Music Show.
All right, everybody, settle down. Come on now. Welcome to the weekly meeting of the National Association of WCBN Lovers. Yeah, it makes the heart pound faster. All right, now, if you'll all turn to page 4 in the manual, we will sing the club song. All right, turn to page 4. That's it. All right, now, everybody ready? Here we go. I'll begin. You can join in later. Here we go. What is that
station?
We love. What sound are we extra fond of? It's not any trouble, you know it's WCBN. When you hear.
Yes, now I guess it's time for the sports show.
The report from the world of sports on WCBN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Sports Report on WCBN. I am your host, Zach Warshaw, joined by Vihan Iswar, beat reporter for the hockey team for the Michigan Daily, as well as WCBN member. Vihan, thank you for joining me today.
Of course. You know, I needed to break it up a little bit from the monotony of the midterm grind.
Absolutely. Midterms have been brutal. I'm glad we can stop for a little bit for Wolverine Hockey Wednesday to just get a little break. So let's get right into it, honestly. Quite the weekend. Absolutely evisceration of Mercyhurst, which was expected. Mercyhurst, obviously a D1 team, however, not exactly Big Ten competition. Michigan went 2-0 over the weekend, winning by scores of 11-1 on opening night, and then 7-0 the next night for a total of 18-1 for a goal differential, which is pretty insane. Just a quick recap. In the first game, Ivankovic, our new goaltender, had a shutout. Or no, that's the second one. In the first night, let one in, but a great performance by him for his freshman debut, followed by a shutout the second night. Apologies for getting those mixed up. And let's just go through it one by one. Start with opening night. 11-1 opening differential is the largest that the Michigan hockey team's had since 1990 when we opened up the season at Miami, Ohio, and a 48-16 shot differential. I mean, you were there, V. It just wasn't really close. It wasn't really competitive. although this is D1 talent at Mercyhurst, it really